Welcome back to A People's Guide to Publishing, episode 42, The Answer to Life, the Universe, and Everything.
This is going to be a very meaningful episode.
Let us hope.
Hey, it's actually on one of my favorite topics.
I am your host, Joe Beal, the autistic publisher and the author of A People's Guide to Publishing, which is now in such short supply until the reprint arrives that I do not have a copy within arm's reach. Ooh. This is not a book that I wrote.
It is a very large book, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it's blue. I'm Ellie Blue. I am in charge of editorial and marketing here at Microcosm, and I run our website. Today, we are going to talk about one of my very favorite topics, which is time management and prioritization. It is not what you think. So, Joe, would you like to give us an executive summary of your approach to prioritizing and managing your time?
Once you have a certain amount of years under your belt and success, you will find that you cannot walk through your building without seeing something to do or overhearing something that could benefit from your assistance or somebody that needs clarification on something. And eventually you get to the point where you have to sort of selectively tune things out and tune things in order to focus on the actual priorities.
I would say from relatively recent experience that even as a self-employed person with a newly started up business, sitting alone in your home with social media, you have to do the same thing. Yeah. When you have, say, 20 things on your to-do list and all of them seem like they're urgent and on fire, how do you choose which one to do first?
I will confess to you, never read a book on time management prior to adapting my personal strategies. Though we have published a book on time management, so...
What's it called?
From Chaos to Creativity by Jesse Quack, which was the first foray that I've ever had into looking into time management, which also led me into a little bit of Googling, which also led me to believe that once again in life, I have sort of created the same systems that everybody else uses, but thought that I had done them... created them on my own and did it a little bit backwards, because the way I'm thinking about it is sort of the opposite of how other people think about things.
So tell us your system.
First of all, you have to ask yourself, is this task important? Meaning, like, is it a high stakes item? You know, like sweeping the floor is never a high stakes item unless it is about to majorly impact something else that will have calamitous results if it is not swept. So that would typically be a low stakes item. Like, I do find myself sweeping the floor as I did an hour ago, but that was mostly because I had drilled a hole to rehang our sign, which had fallen off the building, which is a great example of a priority task. When your sign falls off the building, it is a priority to bring it back inside, deal with it in a way that holds over until you have time to properly repair it and deal with it.
If you work at the City of Portland Sign Inspection Office, this is just a hypothetical example.
Important or priority? Priority meaning the deadline is very soon, meaning like this book has to go to print on Friday is often a very real example that we deal in. Important meaning we need to bring in some new gift representatives that will sell us in the state of California is also a very real example. That is an important task because the stakes are high, the benefits are large, but there is no deadline, it has no extreme priority. I mean, it is an important task, not a priority task.
So determining whether something is a priority or not is pretty obvious. It's like, when does it have to be done by? But how do you determine, what is your metric for importance?
My job right now is to grow the company. That's my biggest, most important singular task. So I am looking at the things that will have the greatest magnitude for paying that off, you know, or for paying off in growing the company.
All right. So say you have a choice of what you're going to do in the next hour.
Mm-hmm.
One is corresponding with gift reps who have the potential to grow our business tremendously. The other is a already scheduled meeting with a staff person who appears to be potentially in crisis, maybe not. And the third one is alphabetizing books that have fallen off the shelving cart and are all in a jumble. How do you choose which one to do for the next hour?
Well, you follow the very simple laws of automate, delegate, eliminate. So you can obviously ask somebody else to pick up the books on the floor, because that is not something that requires any sort of specific singular task. and I can, since there is no priority to contacting the gift reps, I know that I can do that later today, and I know that they aren't waiting on me. So if I have a pre-scheduled meeting with a staff person, obviously that should be honored and respected, because that will help them to be more productive, and that will help them to work on their job, and that will help them to excel and feel good about their performance, which is, you know, the mandate of growing the company.
Can you talk a little bit more about the value of those different kinds of activities? Like, for instance, I think some people might see a pile of books and be like, well, they're out of order, but that's okay. Like, they can, anyone can put them in order. And that's not like a valuable task. It's actually very menial. And some people might see like having a management meeting as something that could be postponed very easily. Like there's nothing urgent on the, especially if there's nothing urgent on the table. And yeah, like other people might see like talking to the potential gift reps is this very daunting thing that they would rather put off indefinitely because it's scary.
Well, you say, what is the likely annual income from the gift reps? What are they going to bring to the table? How soon will they reasonably bring that to the table? What will other tasks that I will have to embark upon to make that happen and possible? And then you work backwards and you figure out how many hours that will take, and you assign a value to that. When you have people in your organization, you need to invest in those people, because they will not excel if you don't do that. They will be confused and not know what's going on, and, you know, just need better direction. And so that is an ongoing task that really should have an hour a week from whoever they report to for them to succeed, you know, and to know that they are succeeding, and to make sure that they are that they are focusing on important and priority tasks, because often that is where they get lost, is seeing that the floor needs swept and the, you know, books need alphabetized and things like that.
Picking up and alphabetizing the books, managing your employee for an hour, and spending an hour building relationships with potential gift reps, what dollar value would you put on each of those tasks?
Mm-hmm. So I would say that picking up the books is at best a $100 an hour task, because there's so many contingencies. It really depends on, you know, the fact that somebody's going to be needing to find one of those books and the impact of them not being able to find it. The fact that somebody else could probably be doing it, the fact that you know, will it be causing greater problems if you don't do it right then? Those are the considerations. And similarly, next up in the chain is investing further in your person, which would be somewhere between $1,000 to $10,000 an hour task, depending on the person, depending on their experience, depending on how high performing they are, depending on what sort of affirmation and feedback they need at this time to help them focus on their priorities and, you know, important tasks, so that they are properly understanding their workflow. And then lastly, the hiring of the gift reps is probably a millions of dollars valued task, but it will take more than an hour, and it'll, you know, and it's obviously built upon years of other successes and having a viable catalog that works for those rep groups. So, but, you know, again, the appointment is where I would go, because that is the more evident, easier payoff, whereas hiring gift rep groups is a uphill, long-term project that you will not accomplish in a day.
What about sweeping the floor? How would you value that?
No, it is. It's probably the lowest reward task up until the point, you know, so I would put that as like a $10 task up until the point where it's like chewing on morale.
Yeah, and I would say if your employee is coming to meet with you because they're disgruntled that the office is so filthy, then it suddenly becomes a very high value task.
You know, for a lot of people in our industry, that kind of thing, like looking the part and being prim and proper, is a lot more important than it is for us. So for those people, it would probably be a higher reward task, because their identity is built on looking like, you know, they have a maid.
It occurs to me that they probably do.
And they might have a maid. Good for you.
Anyway.
Okay, thanks for employing another person.
Yeah, publishing. It's a job creator sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, I feel like that's like a really great look into how to prioritize, and that's helped me a lot. Like, I definitely had an amazing moment of revelation when you were complaining about some paperwork, and I was like, well, you've invested less than $100 into it because it's taken you less than 3 hours, so you could just drop it and not do it. And you were like, no, I have invested thousands of dollars into it because of the opportunity cost of my time. And I was like...
Right. So I try to only focus on 1,000 plus per hour payoff tasks. And not because, like, I value myself, but because that's how I'm successful in my job. That's how, like, I can effectively grow the organization.
I feel like we've delivered a neat little package here for those who are ready to handle the reality of the value of time.
Yes.
Thank you very much for tuning in to the People's Guide to Publishing vlogcast and podcast.
Mm-hmm. This has been... People's Guide to Publishing, once again. This is not a book that I wrote, though it is a book-shaped object. And I remain your host, Joe Beal, the autistic publisher and the author of A People's Guide to Publishing, CEO of Microcosm Publishing.
And I'm Ellie Blue, asker of questions and disapprover of...
Receiver of answers?
Often receiver of books that nobody wants to read.
It happens.
Visit us at microcosmpublishing.com.
Thanks so much for joining us once again on People's Guide to Publishing, the podcast. I am your host, Joe Beal, the autistic publisher.
I'm Ellie Blue, the editor who doesn't pay attention to commas.
And please send us your questions so we can answer them on future episodes. And please, please do give us those reviews on iTunes and everywhere else that podcasts are reviewed. 5 stars. If you please. And have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You can find us on the internet at microcosmpublishing.com or microcosm.pub if you want to keep it short and simple. You can also find us on Twitter at microcosm, on Facebook at microcosm publishing, on Instagram at microcosm_pub, and here in Portland on North Williams Avenue.
Thank you so much.